From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. It has been a busy week in Washington. As lawmakers there react to the Boston Marathon bombings, parts of the Capitol had to be evacuated after suspicious letters addressed to a U.S. senator and President Obama were intercepted. Meanwhile, members of Congress are getting their first looks at a proposal for immigration reform put forth by the Gang of Eight senators, including Florida's Marco Rubio. And proponents of gun control are rethinking their approach after the Senate voted to block a bipartisan plan that would broaden background checks. Broward-based Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, also chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, joins us from Washington. Good to talk to you again, Congresswoman. First, on the gun control measures, I know you and your party and the president supported. What is the next move?
What's next is we keep going. I mean, you know, there are other opportunities. That, as long as we're in session, we have an opportunity to go back and take a look and see what provisions in the legislation can be modified to maybe win over some of those votes that might be a no today. We're going to keep working hard to pass that legislation and go beyond that legislation, because it's not just background checks. It's making sure we have a comprehensive approach to dealing with the mental health problems in this country. Limiting the size of magazine clips is critical. An assault weapon ban is something important that still needs discussion. But at the end of the day, I think there will be electoral consequences to individuals who decide that supporting gun manufacturers and arms dealers is more important than making sure that we protect our families and kids in schools.
And you are waiting to read through the entire bill being proposed by a Gang of Eight, including Florida's Marco Rubio, on immigration reform. What do you expect to see?
Bottom line is that it's good that there's at least agreement that we need comprehensive reform that leads to a path to citizenship. But for us in South Florida, especially as the gateway to Latin America, we absolutely, the devil is in the details. And so we're going to need to make sure that that this is real progress and doesn't set us back, particularly in some of the areas that matter most to our community.
The Congresswoman from your old stomping grounds in Tallahassee, your former state legislator, and now the discussion has been about expansion of Medicaid, how to cover the state's uninsured. The state Senate and even the governor has come around to the idea of taking the federal money to expand Medicaid. The state House, though, still reluctant. What does it take to compel? What do you have to do? Anything the Democrats can do to compel the Republicans and the state legislature to take this money?
I don't know how you make 100% of the federal government coverage of this Medicaid expansion more palatable. It's not going to cost the state anything to expand Medicaid to the people who do not qualify for Medicaid now for 3 years, and then 90% federal coverage after that. You know, what we're dealing with here is an entrenched group of Tea Party extremists who are dominating the Florida House of Representatives.
And the reason that you're reaching out to us today was not to talk about all those other things, but to discuss your small business workshop, which you have this weekend in Fort Lauderdale. What's going on?
Well, this Saturday, April 20th, I'm holding my annual small business workshop at the Broward County Convention Center. And it's an opportunity to have both small business owners and prospective small business owners be able to participate in breakout sessions on things like web marketing and social media, business finance, workforce assistance, government contracting. So it's really a nuts and bolts, one-stop shop for small business owners and prospective small business owners to start and grow a small business.
Well, Congresswoman, stay safe and healthy.
Thank
in
you.
The Capitol.
Thank
and good
you
luck
to
with
everyone.
The job fair this weekend.
Thank you so much.
And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.